Thank you, President. And Ambassador Bencini, we welcome you to the role of the CD presidency at the start of our 2025 session. As part of our democratic transition to a new administration, which was inaugurated last night in Washington, D.C., new Secretary of State Marco Rubio will arrive in the department today and deliver remarks at 7 p.m. Central Time, which is possible to watch virtually on the public State Department website. In that regard, thank you for giving me the floor to read a personal message of farewell from our outgoing Ambassador Bruce Turner, who departed Geneva yesterday. And I quote, "Dear President, Excellencies, and esteemed colleagues, while I regrettably will have departed Geneva before the first meeting of the 2025 session of the Conference on Disarmament, I would like to convey how thoroughly I have enjoyed my tenure in Geneva as permanent representative of the United States. At a time of continuing geopolitical turbulence and differences in approaches, and thanks to the spirit of pragmatic cooperation that prevailed over the last year, we succeeded in agreeing on a decision on work, an annual report, and our annual resolution in the UN First Committee. The CD now has an opportunity, through the conduct of intensive deliberations in the subsidiary bodies over the coming year, to build on that progress. It is my hope that many of the resolutions passed in New York during my tenure will add further impetus to our deliberations to include a future decision to begin in fulfillment of the conference's mandate negotiating a convention against state use of radiological weapons. We would not be diplomats if we were not all extremely proud and eager to represent our respective nations. Everyone here also understands that progress in diplomacy depends not only on the messages we convey from our capitals, but also on how we do it. It is where we as individuals make a meaningful difference using our personal exchanges and negotiating skills to explore points of potential convergence and flexibility. I have genuinely enjoyed my interactions with all of you, including our secretariat colleagues, characterized without exception by mutual respect and unfaltering professionalism, in which all sides also listen to each other. The disarmament community may be small, but in that regard, it is mighty. In short, it has been my greatest honor to represent my country and to work with each of you as you represent yours. I have always felt in my element in the multilateral arena, and I will greatly miss it and you. I wish each of you the best in your further endeavors and hope that we will all one day be able to look back on our time together here as a beginning of something better on the path to a more secure and peaceful world." End quote. We have circulated Ambassador Turner's message as a note verbal to all the CD members. Thanks very much, Chair.